Second free throw coming up for Clary. Eyes the rim, sends it, hits it. 81-77 Penn State, a minute 20 remaining. Here comes Hepburn, uncontested on the dribble to the front court. Hepburn left of the center circle. Chucky surveys. Clary defending. 108 to play and a timeout taken by Greg Gard. There's not much happening there.
Yeah.
18 to shoot, 108 to play. 81-77. Penn State leads Wisconsin.
You have to think that in that moment they would have called a play before the defensive structure, and they all looked like they didn't know what was happening.
Right.
So a heads-up call there by Gard. Get some action. What I would imagine is going to be probably what looks like it may not be going to a season, and a little offensive play where it's kind of like the weak side. They're going to come off a double screen, I would imagine. They've got that in their repertoire. They have to get him the ball. Right now, being down 4 points, you got to get it in somebody's hands. You got to take advantage of this.
So here we go. 18 to shoot, 108 to play. Penn State 81, Wisconsin 77. A.J. Storr will inbound. Front court sideline left.
Yeah, with the CJ out on top, look at him to come down with the down screen and then run out to that weak side. There he goes.
There he goes. Inbounds past the wall. Feed Storr. A.J. drives left lane line. Goes up. It's blocked by Wahab. Comes down to Hicks. Storr is down and he's shaken up. And now he pops back up as it will be Penn State ball. As John Blackwell will come in for his Sejan with 103 remaining.
Man, did Wahab get up.
Terrific.
To get that ball.
Yeah, terrific defensive play. And now the Badgers are up against it. Hicks will inbound. They get it into Clary. He slipped, but got the pass away to Hicks. 1 minute to play. Now Baldwin backcourt. He'll throw it to Clary. Gets across the midstripe. Badgers playing for the stop. 18 to shoot, 52 to play. 81-77 Penn State. Kanye Clary against John Blackwell. Shot clock down at 10. Game clock at 44. Clary at half court. High screen Wahab. 7 to shoot. Clary drives by wall. Pulls. Pops. Good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6. 34 seconds to play. Hepburn up top. Feeds Crowell back to Chucky. Is to Blackwell on the right side. They're guarding the arc. Hepburn for three. Right side around and out. No good. Wall the rebound. He got fouled by Wahab with 23 seconds to play. Kanye Clary and Ace Baldwin have just been unstoppable here tonight.
When you have 50% of your team's production, and it's not 50% at 40 points, it's 50% production at 83 points on the court. They are both playing phenomenal basketball.
Wall will shoot two, 83-77 Penn State with 23 seconds remaining. Wall with 9 points, 7 rebounds. He's 3 out of 4 at the foul line tonight. First free throw is on the way, and it bounces in. 83-78 Penn State. Carter Gilmore getting ready to check in. Again, that'll be a defensive move. Second free throw coming up for Wall. On the way. Good again.
Number 14, Carter Gilmore.
Gilmore in, Crowell out. 83-79 Penn State. 23 seconds to play. The Badgers will press. Wall in the face of Zach Hicks. Hicks looking into Baldwin. Got it back to Hicks. And ball's knocked loose. Hepburn comes up with it. It's knocked away again. It's loose. Baldwin has it. Feeds Dunn. Wahab wide open. Slam dunk. And that should do it. 10 seconds left. Penn State up 6. Wall through the lane in heavy traffic. Knocked away. Out of bounds. As Dunn came up with it, fell to the floor. It'll be Penn State, or rather Wisconsin ball, but it's down 6 with 6.5 seconds left.
Wow, what activity and action on that press by Wisconsin, but Penn State pulled it out and Wahab able to throw it down.
They need a lightning fast 3. They've got 2 timeouts to use. Hepburn baseline left, whistle, and a foul call. They're going to get this on Penn State here. Free throws coming up. I think Blackwell.
I think Connor.
They get DeMarco Dunn for the foul for holding Esiejin. So Esiejin will shoot two. 6.5 seconds to play. 85-79 Penn State. First free throw is Esiejin. No good. That's only the third free throw attempt this season for Esiejin. Store in for Gilmore. O'Boyle checking in. Now Hicks back in for DeMarco Dunn. Second free throw coming up for Esiejin. 2 points. They came in the first half. Second attempt is good. 85-80 Penn State. Timeout Greg Gard with 6.5 seconds remaining. Well, in a college basketball season where it's become evident, at least in the middle of January, there are no dominant teams. Certainly not a dominant team in the Big Ten. The Badgers, the lone remaining unbeaten in the conference, but now on the brink of taking its first loss.
Yeah, this is a tough part of the season. January, February, it's really rough. You've got a lot of games played. You're getting back into your rhythm of classes that are coming together. So a lot has been put on these guys. And good job by Penn State. They came ready tonight, not only on the offensive end, to be able to attack wherever they wanted to. They created chaos all night from Wisconsin and able to benefit with that with 16 points off of the, 11 turnovers? No, 13 turnovers. So good job by Penn State to execute their game plan.
Isaac Lindsay on the floor for Wisconsin now, in for Esiejin. Zach Hicks will be inbounding. Students getting ready to make a rush onto the floor. Inbounds pass to Clary, trying to double him in the corner. He got fouled. Clary will shoot two with 5.2 remaining. Students got in for free. They got discounted chicken tenders, and they're about ready to rush onto the floor. A small crowd, but I've said this many years, the students do what they can here to help the home team, and they've been pretty vocal tonight.
Yeah, great job creating a lot of energy and noise, and hopefully they get to play in a little shenanigans here at the end.
Hepburn the foul, by the way. Clary with a 1-1. It's good. He'll earn the bonus. Badgers have had no answers for Kanye Clary. He has 26. Ace Baldwin with 20. Second free throw coming up for Clary on the way, and it is good. 87-80 Penn State. 5 seconds left. A.J. Store up the floor, and a pull-up three is good with 0.4 seconds left. They'll get it into Baldwin. It's over. Penn State, a four-point winner here at the Bryce Jordan Center, as the students make their way onto the floor here in State College.
Well, you had to think this was coming. Really great job by Penn State tonight, executing exactly what they had to do to keep Wisconsin off of that rhythm, getting to the glass anytime that they wanted, and creating turnovers.
They did, 13 of them, 5 in the second half. And we've talked about Wisconsin's ability to absorb runs and be able to push back. Well, Penn State did that tonight, led by as many as 12 in the first half. Then the Badgers, this game was tied a ton, you know, throughout the course of the game. But then when Penn State had to, it made the plays that it had to make. The game was tied at least 7 times.
Yeah.
And then made the free throws at crunch time. And the Badgers just couldn't get stops. Simple as that.
No. They got downhill whenever they wanted. And it was Clary and it was Baldwin really creating so much of that offense and that structure for Penn State tonight.
Final score, Penn State 87, Wisconsin 83. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Emmeth and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
And the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wonder how many people across college basketball thought Wisconsin and Penn State would play a game that ended 87-83 in regulation.
No one.
No, thank you. The bad news is Penn State had the 87 as the Nittany Lions. Their backcourt combo of Kanye Clary and Ace Baldwin were just outstanding. They combined for 47 points. Clary with 27, Baldwin with 20, including 4 out of 5 from the three-point line. Nick Kern also came up big. He had 15 points, going 7 of 9 at the free throw line. Zach Hicks with 9 points. D'Amico Dunn with 5. 4 for Quutus Wahab. 4 for Demetrius Lilly. And 3 points for Leo O'Boyle. Wisconsin led by A.J. Story. He had 23 points, 5 rebounds. 17 points, 11 boards for Stephen Crow. 14 for John Blackwell. Tyler Wall with 11. Max Klesman in limited minutes had 10. Max played, 15 minutes tonight. Got saddled early on with foul trouble. And Connor Asijan with 3. Marcus Silver with 3 and 5 rebounds in the first half. Nolan Winter with 2. Just defensive struggles here tonight. Not overly scientific there. They just couldn't get stops.
Yeah, they couldn't get stops. And it's usually when you say if you dominate points in the paint, you dominate second chance points. They had better bench play. They had more assists. They made more free throws than Penn State attempted. But when you turn it over as many times, and Penn State took advantage of that, and Wisconsin could not stop the guard play from Clary and Baldwin, you can't outpace that stuff. Usually when you read off those stats that I said right there, that's a win for Wisconsin or any team, actually. But when you cannot stop that turnover game, which Wisconsin the last few games has actually got pretty high up in the pace of turnovers, and that's not normal for them.
We talked about this before the game. Actually, we'll pick up on the point. When you play a team with the style of Penn State, this is good for the Big Ten, particularly on a night where, you know, Penn State was on. And I say that because there is variety in how it plays. And we'll explain more about that when we continue. Penn State 87, Wisconsin 83, your final. We'll have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
We believe in education.
we believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
This is the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Penn State deals Wisconsin its first Big Ten loss, 87-83, your final. Pick up on the point before the last commercial break, Charlie. This Penn State team, its style of play is probably a good thing for the Big Ten. One of the criticisms the league has had, especially in recent years, is that there's not a lot of variation one program to the other. And this is the kind of style you could face at any time, but you could face right out of the gate in the NCAA tournament. A team that wants to speed you up, a team that really tries to scramble you up and turn you over. And now Coach Gard and his staff, they've got a lot of teaching points off of a game like this, because who knows, you could play a team with a very similar style down the road.
Yeah, when they've got that action out top, when it's a lot of guard, what they call like kind of when you weave it off the top side, they've gone off that weave, and then they have a ball screen in there. When that ball screen is there, you have to hedge the guy. You have to come at that guy as the big man. And what happened in this game, there was no high hedge coming at that ball. But also, when they were hedging, it was either flat, which allows a guy a straight line to the basket, which that's where they got most of their points, or they were splitting the defenders because there was no hand on the shoulder of that defender. As the big man, it is your job to disrupt that play and make somebody go in opposite direction. Because if you're coming at them on defense, they have to go out and around. If they have to go out and around, your guy can recover. And that's the whole point with that, is you as the big man have to blow that up.
And Greg Gard before the game was saying that really the way Penn State plays is probably most similar to Marquette, of the teams they have played so far this season. But it might be a while before they face a team here, obviously, in the league. They won't play Penn State again unless they see them in the Big Ten tournament in Minneapolis. But there are benefits here, painful here tonight for Wisconsin.
But they're great lessons, though.
Yeah, big time. And when we talk with Coach Gard, it just, you know, they seemed out of sync from the get-go. I've got to think that those two early fouls on Max Klesmann kind of got him sideways, too. We'll get his thoughts on that. But It's one of your top defenders, so that was a big hit. Legit fouls, not complaining about the calls, but when you pick up two fouls inside of the first 2 minutes of the game, that's huge.
Yeah, it's really big. It throws your team off. It throws you off. And you could tell Max couldn't get in any rhythm, and he just seemed to step behind the whole night. And even in his limited production, I mean, a game that if Max is Max, probably throws 18 to 20 points in this game, and we have a completely different ball game. So a lot of little things they can take away. It reminded me eerily of the Providence game early in the year, that when they went on the road and they played a team who had a lot of that weave action, mm-hmm. What happened? They got right downhill, and Wisconsin couldn't undo that kind of activity. Luckily tonight they had enough punches to punch back. They did, again, a lot of the things that if normally in a night, if you dominate the paint, you get second chance points, you have more free throws than the other team, or you made more than the other teams even attempted, you win.
Well, go ahead, finish your thought. So, I thought that they were ready back there.
Yeah, no. So anyways, I think if you dominate those things, typically you're going to have nothing but a victory, but you don't have that tonight. Because of the activity from those two guards.
Yep. Oh, Coach Guard standing by outside the locker room. Gray, Charlie, we were just talking about those guards for Penn State, Kanye Clary, Ace Baldwin. They just, you will let you determine, you and your staff, about defensive breakdowns, but those guys were just, they were just on fire tonight.
Yeah, and we didn't, credit to them, but we didn't do near a good enough job, specifically almost from the outset, of stopping dribble penetration. And when you get to the rim and you're able to see some shots go down, that builds confidence. And then they did hit some, when it was coming down the stretch there, they both hit a couple tough shots and made free throws to seal it up. But, way too much dribble penetration. I'll look through the film and see where the breakdowns were that we couldn't see from the floor, or who was out of position or who didn't get the ball stopped. But, I thought we got too spread out early. Yeah, we got the threes that they made got us a little antsy, and we got extended a little bit too much and open gaps, and those two guys one-on-one are, as good, as quick as anybody we have in this league. So, and as we see, they went by some of our better defenders, and we weren't built in well enough behind it to slow it down.
Max picking up those two fouls in the first 2 minutes too. That's, I mean, you guys have great depth and you're able to overcome stuff, but he's a hot player and a really tough defender. That was big, right?
It was. I mean, that's he's got to be on the floor for us, and it just puts you out of a rhythm. And it's some of them too are fouls. Four times we fouled jump shooters, and we hadn't done that in a while. I thought we had kind of moved past that and erased that from us, but it appeared a little bit tonight. And then obviously the turnovers. I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we could never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
That's a big part of how they play, right? When they're on their game, they can rush teams, even veteran teams, veteran players, into doing things that are uncharacteristic. That's a big part of it.
Yeah, I think that was the key, uncharacteristic. We talked about it wasn't the surprise of what they were going to do. It's how you're going to react and handle it. And at times we did not handle it well, which allowed them to turn it loose and get some confidence going with that, especially early. They got into it and then they felt good about what they were doing, and we didn't respond or handle it right from the outset.
Hey, Coach, when you're thinking about that, I know you're going to have to look at the game film about how the action was off the top side of the offense for Penn State and a lot of that guard penetration. What for you do you feel are going to have to be some adjustments? You mentioned you guys are turning it over a little bit more. We didn't stop that dribble penetration, which when that has happened, those have been losses for Wisconsin. What do you take going into, you're going to have to quickly turn around and get into that next game as Indiana. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll look through the film and see where the dribble penetration breakdowns took place and what was the cause of us not getting the ball stopped. It's one thing if you get beat in a straight line off the dribble, which we had a few of those. We gave up baseline a few times, which is just a simple one-on-one technique or a miscue. But in terms of if the ball didn't get stopped, are we too low in the ball screen? Are we showing and then getting out of the way and not taking the ball as it comes downhill? So, I'll get a better look at that. But looking through the first half, we had two or three of them where we didn't stop the ball. We needed to stay and You know, and it's that's again, you have guards like that that can put you on your heels, and we got on our they put us on our heels from the start, and we were never able to get back and get control of those situations.
All right, we'll get you guys on the plane because Indiana's coming up fast here on Friday. Appreciate it, Greg.
Thank you.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Penn State wins it here tonight, 87-83. When we continue, we'll take a quick check of the Nissan out of town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed!
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. All our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so, yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not? I think it does.
It's random. It's according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Postgame coverage continues. Penn State beats Wisconsin tonight, 87-83. A check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. The other Big Ten game had number 2 Purdue defeating Indiana down at Assembly Hall, 87-66. But more highly ranked teams took bumps here tonight, including number 9 Baylor falling to Kansas State in overtime, 68-64. Some other games, number 3, Kansas over Oklahoma State, 90-66. Number 6, Tennessee defeats Florida by 19 points, 85-66. Number 19, TCU fell in overtime to Cincinnati, 81-77. Number 21, Dayton, and number 20, BYU winning tonight, BYU over Iowa State. The Cyclones ranked 24th. This week, highly ranked teams are going to lose. That's just how it works in college basketball. And unfortunately for the Badgers, they were one of those highly ranked teams to lose here tonight, 87-83. More coming up as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Penn State defeats the Badgers tonight, 87-83. Penn State shoots 53% from the floors, 32 out of 60, 8 of 20 from the three-point line. It felt worse than that, didn't it?
A lot worse.
I mean, 40% is really good. It felt like they were making it a much higher clip. 15 of 20 at the foul line, including some clutch free throws late. The Badgers shot it well, 48% for the field. They were got off to a very cold start from three, ended up 7-16. They helped themselves at the foul line, 20 for 23. 13 turnovers, though. Penn State, we mentioned, that's what they do. They force 16.5 turnovers a game. They score on average 18 off of those turnovers. They had 16 points off of 13 turnovers tonight.
That ratio was there. You can't erase that kind of mistake. And you're going to lose in a season. This is a great loss for them, and that may sound weird to those who don't know the game. It's a great adjustment because you're going to see this, like you said, you're going to see it in the first round, maybe second round of an NCAA tournament. You're going to see it again as these teams start to change and realize Wisconsin's vulnerable at that kind of stuff. So there's got to be a lot of adjustments now.
All right. Badgers a 4-point loser here tonight in State College, 87-83. Penn State defeats Wisconsin. Back to close things off in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together. Bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff, to go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged
Haley and I to scope out the situation because we're going to do our show tomorrow live from All My Relations on 1414 Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. So come on out there, and her books will be for sale. And also, we're going to bring a little swag, too, from Native Roots Arts, too, to sell, like a little hat and shirt and things like that. But again, hey, welcome, Kathy. And it's interesting. Welcome back. It's interesting. Haley and I were talking a little bit. She's in studio here at the Hordosh, the Blue Clay House here in, in Minnesota. And we were talking in between the break, and one of the significant things that I always bring up, and maybe you can more elaborate more on this, is that the Knights of the Forest were the precursor of the Klan.
Yeah, I mean, I get asked a lot to compare them to the Ku Klux Klan, or were they like the Ku Klux Klan, or were there some of the same members in the Ku Klux Klan? But the Ku Klux Klan did not come out for a few years after the Knights of the Forest, actually, because the Civil War was actually going on at the same time as the U.S. Dakota War. And so the Knights of the Forest were really only in existence for about 4 months, from January till May, or at least that's what they said. But they did say they had hand signs that they would recognize each other decades later on the street. So, so they always... I do talk in the book about this secret society tradition with the Freemasons and the Odd Fellows, and there was one called the Knights of the Golden Circle, who they would argue for slavery. They're proponents of slavery in the South. A Golden Circle of slavery is what they wanted. But these, there was not a lot of Knights of the Golden Circle in Minnesota, but these other secret societies, all the men in Mankato were parts of some secret society or another, or some fraternal organization. And I talk about how they're kind of like a social web. They all were in this organization and that organization, and it gave them connections with each other. They would, it would also give them connections when they went to a new town, when they would just move and they wouldn't have strangers everywhere, then they could go to another Mason and have a friend in that town. But that was all before the Ku Klux Klan. So yeah, these, they were around before the Ku Klux Klan right here in Minnesota.
Well, what's interesting too is that the secret society and the other secret societies you talk about, one of their goals is genocide. Right. So, and not only gangs, early gang signs, but I'm interested. I haven't heard you talk about this, but I'm really interested in, and you don't have to get too deep into it, but what was some of their rituals?
So, well, they were just sort of like, they would have the worthy chancellor, and then they would sort of go through an oath where they would take an obligation, where they would say, I, whatever their name was, do solemnly swear to use all everything under my power to cause the removal of all Indians from the state. That's a direct quote from their ritual. And the title of the book, To Banish Forever, is actually directly from the ritual. It's To Banish Forever Every Single Indian that is in this state of Minnesota. They don't even mention the Ho-Chunk people in the ritual. The only reason we know that it was about the Ho-Chunk people is because of all the newspaper accounts that they talked about later. But they would have hand signs, and they would go through these sort of, they modeled it after the Masons. Masons was sort of the golden standard of fraternal orders, and they would have objects, and, you know, it's sort of like a, in robes and very sort of medieval, almost like an academic graduation or like a church ceremony type thing, where they would go through these rituals and then they would learn a hand sign. And, but it was, they had a whole process on how to recruit people to the organization. They would sort of try to figure out if they were on their side of the issue of removal. And then they would secretly bring them to this meeting. And then after they knew they were on their side of the issue, They would bring them into a back room and then ask if they wanted to be in the secret society. Even the recruiting process itself was sort of a ritual. And then they went through an initiation process. That was another ritual. And the worthy chancellor was the leader of it all, which is the same name that the leader of the Masons, I believe, used, the worthy chancellor.
Wow. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about what happened directly to the Ho-Chunk and how they were removed and where to.
So when they, in all through the history, the Ho-Chunk were removed five times to five different reservations. Mm-hmm. They were removed first to Iowa, and then they were forced to Long Prairie, and then they were moved to Mankato, and then the reservation, the next one was in Crow Creek, and the next one is the final one in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And all that time, Ho-Chunk sort of moved back and forth, so a lot of them just refused to ever go. But in, from Mankato, the removal was sort of, they had been trying to remove them the whole time. They had petitions before Ho-Chunk even came to Blue Earth County. And then the whole time they were in Blue Earth County, they kept sending petitions to the state to please move the Ho-Chunk reservation somewhere else. This is prime farmland that mm-hmm. we want to have. So once the war happened, then they sent more petitions and they thought the government will surely remove them now. And at this time, out at the reservation, they had just cut the reservation in half and they were trying to force the other half into what was called allotments. So they were mm-hmm. trying to break up the half of the reservation into smaller, so each family had their own little parcel of land, which a lot of tribal nations feel threatens their sovereignty because it takes away their land and sovereignty. That's an issue of its own. But at the time when they started forcing them off the reservation, the people who were resisting allotment decided that they wanted allotment because at least it gave them title and ownership of the land because it would give them patents and legal ownership. Mm-hmm. But it was too late for that. So Congress, they signed an act of, there was an act of forced removal from Congress. There was the first time they were moved without any negotiations or any treaties. The Ho-Chunk right. people never got to speak on their own behalf. Cumming Thunder Winneshiek was one leader who had to be forced by gunpoint by soldiers off the land. He was the last, his group was the last to come. And then they put them on ships and they shipped them down the river and back up the Missouri to Crow Creek in South Dakota, which is the most destitute place. And hundreds of people. Amy Lone Tree, who will be with us tomorrow night, has wrote about the devastating loss of Ho-Chunk people during that winter.
Yeah, that's crazy. Hey, on the bright side, let's talk a little bit about Dandy. I think what a character, and his name is Roaring Thunder, so it's Wakunja Jari, it looks like.
Kind of like yours.
Well, I'm Distant Thunder, and I'm Dandy, too. Talk a little bit about Dandy, because he's kind of a character.
Yeah, he was called Dandy because he had fanciful dress, so he wore bright colors and all of that, but he was definitely a character, and he was kind of a prankster on the U.S. soldiers. They were always trying to force him out of Wisconsin, and they would arrest him, and then he would run away, and they would arrest him again. And he would, one time he pretended to be sick, and he got the soldiers to carry him into the carriage, and then they untied him, and then as soon as he was free, he took off running.
Well, he had gone back to Wisconsin, I don't know, 10 times more than that. I mean, he'd just to reappear after being pushed off to one of the five places you spoke of earlier.
Yeah, and that was a really common, throughout all the years, the agents would get letters from Wisconsin saying, please come get the Ho-Chunk people. They're all over, and they would try to send bounty hunters, and they would pay bounty hunters to go arrest them. And And they did try, in 1873 was probably the most devastating. They had the U.S. military go and do one roundup in 1873 where elders were crying and kissing the ground, and they put them in boxcars on a train and brought them to Nebraska, to the reservation. And that was probably the worst moment in all of the removals that I read about. And that's, you'll hear that in Ho-Chunk history when you read Ho-Chunk stories and Ho-Chunk books. And that was really a moment that lives on. And they'll talk, there's in their memory about being put on the boxcar trains.
You know, in researching this, because you are a researcher, what was the most surprising thing for you to go, oh my God, I did not know this, or that surprised you the most?
I think the existence of the Knights, I think, was a little bit shocking. I think a lot of Minnesotans like to think we were on the good side of the Civil War. But there was just a lot going on here in Minnesota, and they were really committing genocide and ethnic cleansing right here in Minnesota. And so, you know, were they on the good side? I don't know.
But, for which race?
Right.
And I would say the story from 1873 that I just said was really it was heartbreaking, I guess, more than shocking. But when you read about the pain that they were in being forced onto the train, it's really heart-wrenching to read.
Right, and I always feel like when we were pushed off all the way to Nebraska, we were really pushed out to a rock to die, because there was no land really to farm. As one of the things that was brought up in your book and is that there were crops already in the ground, and it's the most, the best soil in the world, and they were removed, and people just moved into their houses.
Yep, just started taking up all their fields and used their crops for the rest of the year.
Yeah, well, Kathy, thank you so much for being on. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. I still don't know what I'm going to wear, but I'll probably end up wearing my polo tie and jacket like I always do.
We're excited to
see you tomorrow.
Sounds great. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and that was Kathy Coates, the author To Banish Forever, A Secret Society, The Ho-Chunk, and The Ethnic Cleansing in Minnesota.
Thanks to everyone who's continued to support AM 950. Good news, the AM 950 2024 calendar is ready to go, featuring photos I took around Minnesota and important progressive dates. Members that sign up with a one-time $25 membership will receive a 2024 AM 950 calendar as a thank you. Make a one-time $50 or $100 donation, you'll get the AM 950 calendar and the brand new AM 950 tote bag as a thank you. Go to am950radio.com for all the details on the membership. That's am950radio.com. Thank you so much for supporting AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Become a teacher and ignite change. Join the St. Paul Urban Residency Program to become a teacher in just 15 months. You can earn your master's degree and teaching license from the University of St. Thomas while earning a $30,000 stipend, single health care, and dental benefits. As an added bonus, next year's cohort, all residents will receive $20,000 towards their tuition. Apply now. Applications due February 28, 2024. Visit spps.org/SUTR.
As we age, it's important to invest in our health and to help protect it. Like the flu, COVID-19 is always changing. That's why it's important to stay up to date on your vaccines. By getting the flu and COVID-19 vaccines, you can renew your body's defenses and lower the risk of getting sick. Get your health boost and protect yourself against the flu and COVID-19. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. That's vaccines.gov.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, that was a great interview.
That was a good one.
Yeah, one in a row. I'm on a roll now. No, just give that quick shout out again about tomorrow at 5:30 at All My Relations in Minneapolis.
Yeah, we'll be doing Native Roots Radio. We'll be beginning a broadcast at 5 o'clock tomorrow, live at All My Relations Arts Gallery, which is 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. Tomorrow, Wednesday, January 17th, the book signing and reading will take place from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, excited to be there. Amy Lone Tree will speak, and I'll say a few words, but Amy will have a lot more great things to say. And I think Bill Quackenbush might show up, which would be a great deal. And he's our historian out of Ho-Chunk, and he'll have some great words. He's excited to see and hear about the book, too. And I think he was one of the people that helped Kathy vet out a lot of pronunciations and correct spellings and and correct history, too. So
awesome.
So, again, it's what's interesting about this, Haley, is that this book is that, you know, Kathy's a researcher. So, you know, it's not full of opinions and romance. It's the straight story of what happened to Ho-Chunk and how it happened and who did it. And a lot of the characters, as she said, that were in the Knights of the Forest were prominent Minnesotans.
Yeah. And just I was curious to hear that one of the houses of the Knights of the Forest is still standing in Mankato and is actually registered in the Minnesota, what'd she say, the history?
A building historical site or something like that. Yeah.
Curious to see, you know, I've only been to Mankato once, but curious to see and maybe just walk around that land and kind of pick up on what you're feeling walking around there. Yeah. And don't know what, you know, what kind of spirits are there, but ancestors for sure.
I just got to say one thing to that. Land back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's kind of a thing. And I'm sure Mankato, knowing a little of the background of the history, nobody's really helped with this book from Mankato or returned any emails, which is not surprising because they have blood on their hands with the 38+2. Mm-hmm. And then there's this. So there's a lot of history that they're not facing and would be nice if they did, and only to acknowledge it, of course. The people that were mainly involved with that are not alive. So, I mean, that's talk about real history. And I think that's kind of the fight we're dealing with now in 2024 is whose history are we reading? Are we reading, you know, the all white history? You know, I saw on a TikTok, it was funny. I can't remember who it was, but basically somebody that was doing a curriculum for a school district basically erased every BIPOC person on there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And can they do that?
Yeah, they can do whatever they want, you know, when it comes to that. So that's what we talk about and what we're fighting and what this big election is going to be about coming up, the presidential election, is are we going to be a nation that's growing and healing, or are we going to go back to the days of old and maybe even more fascism than, you know, and what's concerning about that is a BIPOC person and supporter of all our BIPOC is that they'll come for us first, but our other friends, you'll be next. So that's what's on. What's on the agenda and what's on the platform with this next presidential election? You know, last night Trump won by over 50%, but really the question is there was 50% of those voters that were against him.
Right.
So there's the other side of that. Here's a former president that can't get a high amount of people to vote for him in his in his election. So that's another way to look at it, right?
Yeah, and talk about a secret society, you know, that's doing
he's
no
not
good.
Secret, though.
Exactly, he's exactly. A public you, society.
Yeah, he's going to, you know, I've seen this more and more often. It's like, I'm going to drill my first day. And he means drilling oil, and I'm sure he's got some people that are paying him off there for that, too. But it'll be interesting today. He's in a court case after winning. What kind of irony or what kind of life or what kind of supporters are dealing with that when you have the president of the United States, former president of the United States, wins an election in the Iowa primary, and then the next day is in court for rape.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then people are still voting for him. But we outnumber him, Haley. We just have to ignite our people and get our people excited and register and tell our young ones like yourself and younger that, you know, it's worth joining in the democracy if, you know, you wonder what happened or these things. It's like we have to engage and we have to, you know, get out there and get the vote out there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I just want to go back to Amy Lone Tree for a second.
Yeah.
Amy will be with us tomorrow at All My Relations Arts Gallery tomorrow evening. Amy's also an enrolled Ho-Chunk.
Yes.
And she's a professor of history at... Yeah, that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
It does. Amy's a professor of history at the University of California, Santa Cruz in California. Her scholarly research focuses on indigenous history, visual cultural studies, and museum studies. Her publications include Decolonizing Museums, Representing Native America in National and Tribal Museums, a co-edited book with Amanda J. Cobb, The National Museum of the American Indian, Critical Conversations from 2008. And she also co-authored the volume People of the Big Voice, Photographs of Ho-Chunk Families by Charles Van Schaick from 1879 to 1942.
Well, and my great-great Choka, which is Grandpa, has a picture in that book, and we have it blown up here in the studio.
Yeah.
And so he'd be your great-great-great Choka.
Great-great-great Choka.
Yeah. I see the resemblance.
Oh, thank you. Me too, as in you.
Yeah, but, from behind, maybe.
maybe. But I just want to give a shout out. So Amy will also be speaking at the Great Plains Art Museum January 25th at 5:30 p.m. This will be part of the Centering Indigenous Voices in Museums series. She'll be talking about her book, Decolonizing Museums and Memorials.
Mm.
This speaker series features Indigenous museums and cultural professionals who are working to change the narrative and elevate Native creative expression. So that's a big one to check out, too. Keep your eye on Amy Lone Tree. She's doing really, really great things for all of us Natives and specifically the Ho-Chunk.
Yeah, and it's good. It'll be good to see her again. And I know her and Kathy have become fast friends and speak a lot, especially with the opening. I always want to say the opening of this movie, but the drop of this book. So
right.
Totally excited and ready to move forward on this.
Well, and I think now that you just brought it up as a movie, it kind of reminds me of the Osage Nation and their fight for their oil. And it's kind of like the Ho-Chunk and their fight for their soil.
That rhymed, but also I think that was going on all across Turtle Island.
True.
And there's some degrees, but there's always been removal. They've always wanted the white settlers and the government have always wanted our land.
Yeah.
We'll move us, you know, with Osage, they move into a rock too, you
exactly.
know, not to be able to farm there. And then they had a smart lawyer that said they wanted to keep what was up below the ground and above the ground, and that's how they became the richest people in the world at the time.
Well,
another good show there, Haley. One in a row, or two in a row, or we're up there many shows in a row.
Getting up there for sure.
Hey, if you're part of the reason...
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the